I spent a day in Union Springs last week talking to area residents about the upcoming general election. Opinions varied as to which issues deserve the most attention and on which candidates deserve to hold public office, but the overwhelming answer to the question, does my vote matter, was in the affirmative.
Voting is very germane to the quality of life, is germane to how you will live and survive, and making choices now can determine, well, if you vote, who's in the White House and then who's in the outhouse. And so we have to be very, very cognizant of that. And so if we want to stay surviving on Main Street instead of the back streets, we need to vote for the right people.
That's Dr. James Poe, the president of the Bullock County NAACP, a man who has never missed voting in an election, at least since it has been legal for him to vote. Another generation will cast a ballot for the first time in their lives. 18-year-old Jesse James Shepherd has grappled with the significance of his own vote.
Maybe sometimes I feel like me as a one person against a million other American citizens, I feel like my vote shouldn't really make that huge impact into who determines the president. But I think about when you give blood and how they say your blood can save up to 3 lives. And so I might think, oh, my vote might make the president win.
Another Bullock County resident, Darlene McGaw, actively encourages young people to vote. Part of her admonition to new voters is to do the homework.
Read all you can. Watch different viewpoints. Listen to both sides. Do not allow any one person or any one commentator to sway your opinion. Evaluate both sides and make up your own mind as far as developing your own beliefs.
As I travel to points north, south, east, and west for this series, the answers to the question, does my vote matter, will decide the focus each segment takes. For WVAS News, I'm Marcus Hiles. Sumter County is about as far west as you can get in Alabama without being in Mississippi. It is deep in the heart of the Black Belt and is often among the most impoverished counties in the state. But voters there have the same concerns as people in richer counties.
Because I want jobs, future for my children, good education.
Sumter County resident Lynn Young echoed a refrain being heard across the country.
The issues that I am really struggling with right now is the racism and the hatred that is going on in this country. We have came so far, and it upsets me so bad to see how backwards this country's going.
Another Sumter County voter, Clifford Long, believes putting the right people in office can make a difference.
Representation. Trying to get the people that are most qualified in office. So that's my main reason, is just trying to make sure that we do get the most qualified person.
In response to the question, does my vote matter, residents of the rural county answer in the affirmative.
I've seen how the political landscape has changed. The Voting Rights Act was overturned. Actually was on a flight with the former attorney general when they went to overturn some of the Voting Rights Act. Yeah, so they were lobbying to change that and redraw district lines. So that affects the landscape in Alabama. So, yes, I do. I think my votes count.
A lot of people think their votes don't matter. But I disagree with that. We have I don't know the exact number, but I'm not sure half of America votes. I mean, there's a large percentage that doesn't vote. And if people didn't think that, their votes might matter.
Not only is Sumter County in the Black Belt, but it is also in the Bible Belt. Douglas Newton summed up the thoughts of several voters.
Well, I prayed way before I consider, the candidates, and as Lord, let his will be done, and whoever's in charge, we just ask him to cover and guide them.
These are the voices of Sumter County. Many more Alabamians will be heard in the coming weeks. I'm Marcus Hiles for WVAS News. Tommy has recently moved back to Uniontown in Perry County and hasn't been happy with what he's found.
Since I've been back over here and my brother passed and I come back to take care of my mom, this town ain't never been before I first left here. And I've been gone 14 and a half years. And all these potholes and different stuff like that and bams and stuff like that, they're just not doing what they're supposed to do.
He is among the Uniontown residents I spoke with while polling various Perry County residents on their feelings about the upcoming election. Voters in the small West Alabama town are just as concerned about the municipal election coming up later this month as they are the November vote. Longtime resident Benny Carter says the newly installed sidewalks downtown are just a drop in the bucket of improvements that are needed.
And man, don't seem like nobody trying to step up to the plate to try to correct none of this stuff. You know, everybody we put in office seems like they want to take away from this town. They already know we ain't got nothing. So we need somebody that's going to be able to just really stand up to it, you know, and hold their ground.
David is another local hoping for better days, which is why he always goes to the polls on election day.
Because, you know, I want to see things, you know, change around here or something like that, you know. You don't vote, you complain about nothing. But just the way things is, you know. Some people, they complain about stuff, but they won't vote.
At least among the voters that talked with me, the presidential election wasn't their primary concern.
It's just confusing. I don't know which way to go, you know, because they're talking about Donald Trump ain't no good. They're talking about Clint ain't no good. I just don't know which way to go.
But the natives are restless on local issues.
We don't have a job here for our young people. We don't have any after-school activities for them, like swimming pools, things like this, where they can go and engage in, keep them out of trouble. I mean, softball. We need a lot of stuff here to really bring this place back up to where it used to be.
Municipal elections in Alabama are set for August 23rd. I'm Marcus Hiles for WVAS News. This is the second time the Fair Ballot Commission has summarized language on a statewide ballot since the group's inception in 2014. And with 14 amendments, the panel really had their work cut out for them. Chairman of the commission, Will Seller, says the idea is to make each amendment understandable.
Try to give context to what this is all about. You know, some things need a little bit more explanation because unless you've been around Alabama for years and years, you don't appreciate that this amendment's changing something that was done many years back and why that was done and things like that. Then the second thing, really second and third things, are to give people an idea of if you vote yes, the impact of a yes vote will have these consequences. And if you vote no, the impact of no will have these consequences.
Sellers says some amendments were more complicated than others for the panel to paraphrase.
There is an amendment that deals with, you know, the state parks. You know, we had an issue that came up last summer about state parks and revenue and how those revenues should be apportioned. And there's one amendment that deals with, hey, if the state parks generate revenue, can they then use that revenue to maintain the state park? And I think that's a little tricky just because it's an amendment that's trying to solve a contemporary, you know, issue. There are some things that really, you know, that really aren't.
Those summations are available to voters on the Alabama Secretary of State's website. Click on the Elections tab, then click the Proposed Constitutional Amendments link. Seller says 14 amendments on the ballot means voters need to do their homework.
Be informed. Look at the fair ballot statement. Ask questions about it. If it's not clear, you know, try to find out a little bit more about it. And the website is a great resource to do pretty much all of that.
The general election is November 8th. I'm Marcus Hiles for WVAS News. The process for registering to vote is not complicated, and there are several ways to go about it. Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill says residents can pick up applications at all state or county offices that provide public assistance.
People can go to the local board of registrar's office, or they can pick up a form at the Department of Human Resources. They can pick up a form at the local Medicaid offices, or really any other governmental offices throughout the state. But the easiest way to do it is what we talked about before, which is to do it electronically. We've tried to make it as simple as possible because in Alabama, we want to make it real easy to vote and real hard to cheat.
Registration can be completed on the Secretary of State's website by following the elections link and then clicking on voter registration. National Voter Registration Day tomorrow seeks to motivate those that haven't registered to do so.
If you don't vote, then you can't actually have your voice heard and you can't make a difference because the vote is the main way for you to express your opinion on who should be in a position of leadership in our state. And whether that's at the municipal level, whether it's at the county or the state or the federal level, you have to exercise your right to vote. And we believe that when people get involved at whatever level they choose, they become stronger advocates for their community, for their state, and for our nation.
Since 2014, Alabama voters have also had to supply a valid photo ID at the polls. Secretary Merrill says that can take several forms.
There are 10 different options that are available, and all of those are listed on our website. But it can go from a valid Alabama driver's license to a passport to a university or college ID to any other type of governmental identification card that may be presented, a military ID. There are any number of things that are qualifying criteria.
And be an informed voter. The first presidential debate starts tonight at 8 and will be broadcast on all the major news networks. The deadline to register for the general election is October 24th. I'm Marcus Hiles for WVAS News. Alabama is one of five states in the country that chooses judges using at-large elections. A suit filed by the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law on behalf of the NAACP and four individual black voters claims that the practice violates the Voting Rights Act. Executive Director of the committee, Kristen Clark, says the at-large elections have resulted in all-white courts.
Only two African Americans have ever won an election in the state for statewide office. And when we look at what's happened with the courts, we've seen that the state's gone for almost two decades without electing an African-American to the three highest courts in that state.
Clark says Alabama was chosen out of the five states because it is considered the direst situation for black voters.
We know that there is a long history of voting discrimination across Alabama. In the past, there have been court pronouncements that have found at-large elections for other seats in Alabama to be discriminatory. We know that prior to the Supreme Court's ruling in the Shelby County case, that the Justice Department objected to 48 voting changes in Alabama because of the discriminatory effect that they have on minority voters.
According to Clark, the plaintiffs want to institute single-member districts.
We believe that you can draw districts that are compact. We believe, based on our review of the evidence, that African-American voters are politically cohesive and tend to back similar candidates. And under a single-member district system, we would see courts across Alabama that more fairly reflect the racial diversity of the state.
A similar lawsuit was filed in Texas on behalf of Latino voters. WVAS News will continue to explore voting rights issues in its Does My Vote Matter series right up until the November election. I'm senior news correspondent Marcus Hiles for WVAS News. Amendment 11 is being called the 21st Century Manufacturing Zone Act, which should offer a clue as to its purpose. City leaders around the state are avid supporters of the amendment, including Montgomery's Mayor Todd Strange.
This gives us a vehicle through Amendment 11 for mega projects to take the appreciation in the ad valorem tax predicated on the investment that the company makes and use that to service the bonds that we had to issue to do the infrastructure things. It benefits the company, obviously, because they're not going to get any less than what they've got, but they're going to be able to get the infrastructure, and it's going to make us more competitive, not between Huntsville and Montgomery and Mobile and Birmingham, but between Alabama and what Tennessee might have or what Georgia might have, Louisiana, and some of those others.
Huntsville Mayor Tommy Battle is in that same enthusiastic camp.
This gives us one more tool in the tool chest so that we can be more competitive than our neighbors, or as competitive as our neighbors. And it's good for the local side because locally your revenue is paid by the company that comes in. The ad valorem comes off that company. No new taxes. It makes sure that the company pays its own way by paying for these infrastructure needs. And it's kind of a win-win for everybody.
Battle says there are dozens of potential sites in Alabama that could benefit from the legislation.
You know, it's not a guarantee, but this puts one of the precursors in place that you can have jobs. You have to have so many foundation blocks in place so that you can build jobs. And so if you have a pre-certified place, and then you have a method of financing, and then you have the state in as partnerships, then you can provide jobs for an area, for a community, jobs that help out the whole state.
In essence, the measure would give cities more flexibility in generating incentives to lure new industry to their communities. The bill for the amendment passed unanimously in the House and Senate. Amendment 11 is one of 14 on the ballot. I'm Marcus Hiles for WVAS News.
Voting is very germane to the quality of life, is germane to how you will live and survive. And making choices now can determine, well, if you vote, who's in the White House, and then who's in the outhouse.
And with those words, Bullock County resident Dr. James Poe began our election year series, Does My Vote Matter? Our pursuit of that question took us from the edge of West Alabama, where Sumter County residents sounded the call for casting a ballot.
A lot of people think their votes don't matter, but I disagree with that. We have I don't know the exact number, but I'm not sure half of America votes. I mean, there's a large percentage that doesn't vote, and if people didn't think that, their votes might matter.
To the seat of state government here in Montgomery.
If you don't vote, then you can't actually have your voice heard and you can't make a difference, because the vote is the main way for you to express your opinion on who should be in a position of leadership in our state. And whether that's at the municipal level, whether it's at the county or the state or the federal level, you have to exercise your right to vote.
We converse with those that want to lend meaning to the election process, such as those involved in a federal lawsuit over how Alabama elects its judges. Still others want to restore voting rights to individuals.
It's a matter of being a citizen, you know, a full citizen of the country, you know, if you can vote. So really, it's a very important right, and people are, my experience is when they get their voting rights restored, they're thrilled.
The ballot itself was scrutinized from the presidential race at the top of the ticket.
It's just confusing. I don't know which way to go, you know, because they're talking about Donald Trump ain't no good. They're talking about Clint ain't no good. I just don't know which way to go.
All the way down to the 14 amendments, like Amendment 2 for state parks.
It has been a very difficult 5 years for the park system, and we really just want to have a stable base from which to operate.
Does my vote matter? Each person must answer that question individually. One thing's for certain, for anyone's vote to matter, that person must vote. I'm Marcus Hiles for WVAS News.